Thank you, Dr. Koch, for the introduction. And as he said, I will be talking about nitrogen use of nitrogen for control of large grass disease. Now, in the United States upper transition zone, Myers Loesser grass is favored for use due to its cold hardiness. However, the most limiting disease on large patch in golf course fairways and tees in Missouri is large patch disease, is the most limiting disease. Rhizoctonia solani, AG22LP, is the causal pathogen for this disease, and the symptoms occur during the spring and the fall when zoysia grass is at its weakest point of growth, when it's either coming out of or entering into winter dormancy. Now, control of this disease requires 2 and up to 4 fungicide applications that are split between the spring and the fall. Now, brown patch and large patch are both caused by the genus species pathogen of Rhizoctonia solani. However, these pathogens belong to different anastomosis groups, so they are different pathogens that cause these diseases. And in fact, these diseases affect different hosts at different periods of time. And when nitrogen is applied to cool season grasses in the summer when brown patch is active, brown patch incidence increases. And therefore, use of nitrogen on warm season turf has been limited in the spring and the fall for fear that large patch incidence will also increase. However, there is no research that says that increased large patch is related to nitrogen applications at these timings. And in fact, there is a lack of research that focuses on nitrogen applications for control of large patch. Green et al. In 1994 found that summer urea rates do not actually impact disease, and also that synthetic versus natural nitrogen sources do not differ in disease severity. However, Obasa et al. In 2013 saw that in 2 out of 3 sites, spring and fall urea applications actually decreased large patch disease, which is encouraging for future research using nitrogen for large patch control. And in fact, the objective of this study was to develop a large patch management strategy that would use nitrogen fertility applications in order to decrease the necessary fungicide inputs to control large patch on zoysia grass. The study was located at the University of Missouri Turf Farm in Columbia, Missouri. The soil profile was a Mexico silt loam with pH starting at 5.5 to 5.7, and it was maintained at a mowing height of 2 centimeters. Plots were 3 meters by 1.5 meters, and they were separated from other plots with a buffer. Each plot had 2 inoculation points, which contained 25 cc's of Rhizoctonia solani, AG22LP infested ryegrain. This ryegrain was covered with a metal plate, which was left over the fall of 2014 and removed in the spring of 2015. Each plot was organized in a randomized complete block design, and there were 4 replications of each of the 27 treatments. There were 3 effects we examined, which was nitrogen timing, nitrogen source, and the fungicide application. The nitrogen timings examined were a fall, a spring, a fall and a spring, a summer-only application, which all received a total of 96 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare per year. The fall, spring, and the fall plus the spring applications of nitrogen occurred when there was a 5-day, 5-centimeter soil temperature average of 18 degrees Celsius. These received 24 kilograms of nitrogen total per hectare at this time in the fall and the spring. The nitrogen sources examined were urea, calcium nitrate, and ammonium sulfate, which all received their nitrogen throughout the year at the timings I mentioned previously. And also duration was applied, which is 120-day controlled-release fertilizer that's urea-based. And this was applied only 1 time in the spring at 144 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. There was also a no-fertility plot examined. However, this did not reach acceptable quality throughout the growing season. A single spring fungicide application of tebuconazole was applied at the labeled rate and was also compared against a non-fungicide treated application. For disease assessment, a Nikon DSLR camera was used at fully automatic settings and was attached to a 3-meter camera stand. And this was centered on the plots, and each plot had pictures taken on them. The percent of non-green turf was calculated using SigmaScan, and ANOVA was conducted, and means were separated using Fisher's Protected LSD with an alpha value of 0.05 using PROC Limix and SAS version 9.3. Now, there was a correlation between our visual disease ratings and the percent non-green turf that we saw in SigmaScan. And we combined all the disease rating dates into a single variable, either AUNGPC, which is the area under the non-green progress curve for our SigmaScan analysis, or area under disease progress curve for our visual analysis. And we can see here that the R-squared values for both spring 2015 and spring of 2016 were highly correlated between the visual ratings for AUDPC and the SigmaScan picture ratings for the AUNGPC. So we will focus on the AUNGPC ratings from SigmaScan for this presentation. And we can see in the ANOVA value and the ANOVA table that timing and fungicide in spring of 2015 had a significant effect on the disease for the large patch incidence at this time. And in the spring of 2016, only fungicide application had a significant impact on large patch severity. There was no interactions between any of the treatments for either year. And the fall of 2014 and the fall of 2015 will not be focused on because disease was very limited at these periods of time. So we will only focus on the spring applications of, or the spring disease period. And as we expected, tebuconazole decreases the large patch severity when compared to non-fungicide treated plots. However, as you also might notice on these plots, with the tebuconazole in blue and the no fungicide applied plots in red, that tebuconazole still has disease incidence, and this could be because when we applied tebuconazole, disease was already active at the 18 degrees Celsius period of time. For nitrogen application timing, we looked at summer, fall, spring, and the fall and the spring. The black diagonal bars with the lighter marks show that the tebuconazole treated plots. And we can see that the summer and the fall of treatments in the spring of 2015 disease period had higher large patch incidence than the spring and the fall and the spring applications of nitrogen plots. And also, the spring applications of nitrogen, when nitrogen was applied either in the spring or a combined fall and spring treatment, disease severity was similar or was not significantly different than their counterpart fungicide applications. We see in these pictures that on the right side of the screen, summer and fall applications of nitrogen had higher incidence of large patch on those plots compared to the spring or the fall and the spring applications. And again, in spring of 2016, summer had the highest disease severity compared to spring and fall again, and even greater than significantly greater than the fall of this year, the fall of spring of 2016 as well. And the spring applied nitrogen was not significantly different than the fungicide applied and with the spring fertility. However, the fall and the spring fertility had significantly less large patch when a tebuconazole treatment was applied. And again, we can see summer had the highest disease severity. The fall and the spring and the fall plus the spring had lower disease severity when compared to the summer applied nitrogen. For the nitrogen sources, we will only focus on the spring applications since there was no interactions, and also because duration was only applied during the spring. Therefore, we want to compare similar timings for nitrogen source. And we can see in the spring of 2015, nitrogen source had no impact on disease severity. They all were similar in disease percentage. However, in the spring of 2016, duration had the lowest disease and had significantly less disease compared to ammonium sulfate applications in the spring. Now, when we look at these pictures, we notice that duration has more percent has more dark green turf than ammonium sulfate. Therefore, since duration was applied at 144 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare, and also 80% of nitrogen was found by Ransom in 2014, 80% of duration nitrogen was found to be released within 35 days when applied to the turf canopy, and this is regardless of the expected release. So when these pictures were taken, it was about 30 days after applications of duration, and we are thinking that it is a rate effect that is causing less potentially less large patch as opposed to nitrogen source choice. And in conclusion, spring fungicide applications at 18 degrees Celsius are too late for preventative large patch control. We applied when large patch was already active on the plots, and therefore we would look at an earlier nitrogen application in order to have better complete control of large patch. There was no apparent differences in large patch control between the nitrogen sources, and these results have been seen in other studies such as Miller et al., so nitrogen source choice does not impact disease severity. However, we did see a difference in disease severity with duration, so this could be because of a rate effect rather than a nitrogen source choice effect. Spring fertility applications were consistent year to year in decreasing large patch severity compared to the summer standard treatment, which means that we could be seeing improved shoot growth during the spring when nitrogen is applied, which allows zoysia to outgrow the pathogen infection. And therefore, we would recommend an earlier spring nitrogen application as opposed to only waiting to apply nitrogen during the summer. Future research will focus on nitrogen source impact on pathogenicity, because in the lab we have seen that media amended with ammonium sulfate when the large patch pathogen Rhizoctonia solani AG22LP is grown on ammonium sulfate media, it is not able to form melanin. Now, melanin is important for penetration into the plant from certain fungal pathogens, and we can see that on calcium nitrate and potato dextrose auger that it is able to form this melanin, but on ammonium sulfate it is not. So we will examine if this has any impact on pathogenicity. We will also look at the effect of nitrogen source on large patch in the greenhouse and also earlier spring fungicide applications in order to get the timing for better large patch control in early spring fungicide applications. I would like to thank the USGA Turfgrass and Environmental Research Program for providing funding for this research. And I would also like to thank my committee members and my lab members for their continued support throughout this project. And I will now take any questions. The question was referencing soil pH, and we did not see any differences in soil pH.
You're monitoring thatch development?
The question was if we're monitoring thatch development. No, we were not monitoring thatch development at this time.
Would you say by changing, if you increase or decrease the rate of nitrogen at your spring or fall applications, would you see a change in large patch?
The question was if we change the rates of nitrogen during spring and fall, if we would see an increase or decrease of large patch. That I cannot say because we haven't looked at that yet. But from the duration applications, it's a slower release fertilizer than if you would apply urea. So maybe that has some, even though it does release a lot of nitrogen within that 35-day period of time. I can't say the same thing for quicker release nitrogen sources like urea or the other ammonium sulfate or calcium nitrate.
Have you seen a difference in the winter dormancy period, the length of the winter dormancy period with the different nitrogen?
Yes, the question was referencing winter dormancy and length from nitrogen applications. And we did see in spring of 2016, the fall and the spring had earlier spring green up that following year in the spring of 2016 then, which could possibly be the reason why the fall applications also decreased large patch severity, because you would be increasing the health of the zoysia earlier on in the growing season then. So it could be a potentially yes.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Thank you.